With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House confirms a second military strike was ordered against a suspected drug smuggling boat to kill any survivors.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt defended the September 2nd action against an alleged drug boat as lethal targeting and said the second strike was carried out in self-defense and in accordance with laws governing armed conflict.
The president has a right to take them out if they are threatening the United States of America and if they are bringing illegal narcotics.
Lawmakers from both parties are questioning the incident after the Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Hegseth ordered the military to kill everybody. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A new federal review has found that 44% of U.S. trucking schools don't comply with government rules.
The Transportation Department said that it plans to revoke the accreditation of nearly 3,000 schools unless they can comply with training requirements in the next 30 days. Separately, the Department of Homeland Security is auditing trucking firms owned by immigrants to verify their drivers are qualified to hold a commercial license. Another 45,000 schools are being warned that they could face similar action. This crackdown on trucking schools and companies is the latest step in the government's effort to ensure truck drivers are qualified and eligible to hold a commercial license. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A manhunt continues for the people believed to have been responsible for the Stockton area mass shooting that killed 4 and injured 11 at a child's birthday party. San Joaquin County Sheriff Patrick Withrow.
This is a time for our community to show that we will not put up with this type of behavior where people will just walk in and kill children.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 427 points, the NASDAQ dropped 89, the S&P lower by 36. This is SRN News. A Canadian province wants to secularize. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in Quebec are considering a bill that would make public prayer illegal and would limit public display of religious symbols, including on clothing. It is primarily aimed at preventing Muslims from praying in public around Quebec, but would necessarily apply to all faith groups. The clothing ban might even bar teachers in private Christian schools from wearing a cross on the job. Canadian clergymen of many stripes are condemning the legislation. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Japanese court has ruled the government does not have to legalize gay marriage in the last of six cases that are expected to be brought to the Supreme Court for a final and definitive ruling, possibly next year. The Tokyo High Court says marriage under Japanese law is largely expected to be a union between men and women in a decision that reverses a lower court ruling last year. This is SRN News. Today could be a record-setting day for Cyber Monday online sales, correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Adobe Analytics estimates U.S. shoppers will spend $14 billion online today. That's 6% more than last year. Consumers already exceeded Adobe's forecasts by spending nearly $12 billion online on Black Friday and another $6 billion Thanksgiving Day. Deals on electronics and apparel are expected to peak today, but analysts say rising retail prices may contribute to any record sales figures that materialize. I'm Mike Hempen.
Republicans in Indiana's House of Representatives have introduced a new congressional map that could net the GOP two more U.S. House seats, sweeping all nine of the state's seats. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.